So once again, thank you for the invitation, and I would like to apologize that I'm going to talk about problems most of the time, at least in the beginning. There are a few reasons for that. The first reason is that I'm from Poland, and that's what we are taught usually to do. That's the stereotype. The other thing is that it is believed that we learn from our mistakes. We don't say you win or you lose, but we say you win or you learn. So let's say we've learned, and now it would be good if you won this battle for community-based services. I did this on purpose, put these two pictures, because they also kind of linked to a stereotype of the huge facility that is bad, it looks scary, and some patients, because I'm going to talk about patients also, in the community. I'm going to get back to these two pictures at the end of the presentation to say that it's always very important to look, because this is only the surface. This is only what we see from the outside. It's always good to look what's inside. These are a few informations about Poland, 38 million inhabitants, which is quite a lot. Expenditure on mental health care from the budget is 3.5% within total health care spending. Now, community-based care in numbers. It is said that it started to being developed in early 70s, because that's when the local government took it into its authority and start to coordinate local services. And from the beginning, it was being developed with two independent, by financing and by organization, patches, healthcare and social welfare. It is like this till today, and it's pretty tough to coordinate these two patches. After 1989, the most significant impact on what was happening with community-based care was the impact of non-governmental organizations. So that should be the clue of this presentation, but I'm going to say it now. Like, if there's anyone who changes the system, these are civil movements, and these are movements of parents, also of doctors, of social workers, who on their own manage private initiatives to implement a community-based care. First team for community-based care in Poland was established in Warsaw in 1984, and it was established within structures of a huge psychiatrical hospital of 900 stationary beds and 1,000 of staff. In 2010, this team for community-based care served for 1,500 patients. In this moment, in whole Poland, there are 40 of such teams. In Małopolskie Voivodeship, with the capital city of Krakow, there's 8 of them. According to the legal guidelines, there should be 87 until now, including 65 for adults. So for now we have 8, they're all for adults. There's no community-based care within these official structures for children and adolescents. Due to financial reasons, in 2000, two well-operating community-based teams were closed. Then in Poland, the problem of mental health is a bomb, because it's growing. And since 90s, we have gradual increase in health mental problems, considering drug abuse like 800% increase, you can see that on the presentation, so I'm not gonna go through this. In 2006, because that's the last year we had the information, 4% of population of Poland has been into a mental care treatment. Not only in Poland, the services are less accessible than it is in better developed countries, but also people in Poland perceive mental problems as shameful. There was research done recently, and most people in Poland declare indifferent or adverse, and it's 30% attitude towards people after mental crises. They are not given a right to full participate in the society, and people in Poland declare their objection against people with mental disorders performing social roles as a people responsible for other people. And this all is happening after many, many social campaigns, very well funded, mostly from European money. What about the law? Well, so the right to have health protected is guaranteed by the Constitutional Republic of Poland from 1997. It says everyone shall have the right to have his health protected and equal access to healthcare services financed from public funds shall be ensured by public authorities to citizens irrespective of their material situation. There is special treatment for people who are handicapped and persons of advanced age. The most important act is the Polish Mental Health Act, which says mental health is a fundamental human value and protection of rights of people with mental health disorders is an obligation of the state. And it also says about self-groups as being responsible, as being given the actions or being given the chance to work on the field of community-based care by provision of mental health services. It also guarantees other forms of care, other from institutionalized and assistance essential for living in the environment. In 2006, psychiatric hospital patients' rights ombudsman has started his work. In response for that, psychiatrists, the doctors, also choose psychiatric medicine rights ombudsman, like they were two antagonists groups, which is not true, and which is pretty bad attitude. There's also Mental Health Council in Poland, Mental Health Promotion Council. As for administrative acts, there's National Mental Health Prevention Program that actually started to work like 4 years ago, it demands every voivodeship. It's like not self-government, but the one step above authority to develop their own mental health prevention programs. So what's the aim of this program? It is providing people suffering from mental disorders with multilateral, integrated, and accessible healthcare, along with other forms, which are these community-based also, essential for living in social environment. It directly says about community-based model of psychiatric mental care. What are the stages that should be implemented? So the first stage is establishing network of mental health centers to make them accessible and to guarantee continuity of treatment. Mental health centers are centers mostly located by the basic mental care. These are just simply psychiatrists, psychiatric doctors, and psychologists, therapists. So when this stage is done, then we can go to stage two, which is increasing the number of daycare units, hostels, and assisted living facilities, transportation management, because people with severe mental disorders usually have a problem to get to the other side of the city to use these services. Stage three is restructurization of resources of mental health care from isolated hospitals to units in general hospitals and establishing community-based services. So, and continuous social education during all this process. So what we have in Poland now, we haven't actually gone through stage one, but we are doing a little bit of another stages, like stage two and stage three, mostly as it comes to closing big facilities. What's the background? Like guidelines are like this: transfer the big facilities should be transformed into smaller ones, which in Poland means up to 300 beds, which we've heard is a lot in Hungary. Insurance of professional personnel. So this community-based team should consist of psychiatrist, child and adolescent psychiatrist, clinical psychologists, nurses, social workers, psychotherapists, community therapists, which is a new profession developed by and described by the Ministry of Health, addiction therapists and coaches. As for mental health centers, there should be at least one for every 50,000 of people. We haven't reached this yet. These are guidelines for our Polish community-based services. I don't know if I should, if that would interest anyone. I hope it could be translated and accessible somewhere on your website. As for the political background, well, the reform haven't been very consistently implemented due to some other reforms, and as we already have heard, it is quite difficult because mental health system is very complicated. I feel like in Poland we actually made it as complicated as possible, which makes it very low effective as it comes to reaching its outcomes. So what's the Polish standard? And I say standard, not real standard, because there was no research done on this standard and nobody's evaluating it. For community-based psychiatry, it's like 1 to 3 meetings or visitations at the residential site per week. Over half of meetings should take place out of the headquarters, and that's why it's called community-based, mostly. And 60% of patients can be treated for over a year. And for another 40%, they should actually stop their treatment, right? So they should be already healed after a year, which is actually not possible, I think. And all services in this community-based system are paid in a model of a fee for service, which is paying for one service at a time, like one consultation, another one, you have to make a lot of papers. So what usually happens is you having the patient for like half an hour, and another hour you're spending on doing your papers. These are changes in structure of a mental health system. Indeed, the number of beds in psychiatric hospitals has shrunk. And there is also a tendency to put psychiatric units, psychiatric wards into general hospitals, like they're integrated. But still, we have to remember that integrating psychiatric units with general health hospitals doesn't mean that these patients are going to integrate. So it's only a service also. As for daycare services, there's quite a huge huge rise, but still, it's not enough. Length of hospitalization has dropped down, and as for 2009, they were 52 specialized psychiatric hospitals in Poland with total of 18,500 beds. And now we have 37. What is also quite dangerous, but it's kind of off the topic, but it's quite dangerous, is so-called trans-institutionalization, tough word, which is rotation among welfare, mental health, and justice institutions. Because of closing of big facilities in Poland, some of the patients got to the streets. That's what we've been talking about before. And from there, due to their problem behaviors, they got to prisons. And after that, they became homeless. So every reform has its time and its stages, and it's really better to do it right. As you can, this is a map of Polish of localization of Polish mental hospitals, these big ones. As we can see, the location is uneven. There are some blank areas, and there are developed or not these psychiatric units in general hospitals. Most of the patients has to drive. It was before. Most of the patients have to drive like 80 kilometers to get a psychiatric consultation in Poland. There's also very uneven location of qualified personnel, which is mostly about psychiatrists. So what are the standards? Low equipment standards in these big facilities, underfunding in infrastructure, no consistent social politics regarding mental health. I mean, we have these acts, but we don't really have strategies and we don't really have guidelines to implement it. Irrational and discriminative way of financing mental health care. And medication refund system threatening regular pharmacological treatment because most of the meds are not being refunded. As according to report of Auditor General on condition of psychiatric care in Poland, well, it looks like this. Time before admission to addiction therapy is from 30 to 659 days, which is a lot. A staff of big psychiatric facilities is overdosing, the patients are overdosing meds with no prescription from psychiatrists, just proactive, so they don't have any bad behaviors. And staff is also overusing force, physical, psychological, and medical by using drugs. Meds. As for the social support system, well, in Poland we have like three different ways. First of them is health care and Ministry of Health, and it guarantees listed services. There are, as for community-based care, there are daycare units, teams for community-based treatment, home treatment teams, like a really few of them, and hospital at home services in plan. As for social services, so this is this welfare patch. We have family group homes, we have hostels, we have sheltered accommodations, nursery homes, and stationary community-based care. We also have, which is quite important and which is usually being implemented by non-governmental organizations, occupational therapy workshops and other actions that tend to prepare people with mental disabilities for work. And what's interesting, it works, because like in Krakow, we have a very nice hotel and restaurant called Mr. Cogito, where 20 persons after severe crisis, so persons with schizophrenia, are working, and it works as a social enterprise. So this system is kind of flickery, and there's no good coordination of it, because there is problem of information flow. There is problem of coordination of the actions between the partners. There is problem of the people who don't really know where should they go to get particular services. And there's no like case management. Like every patient doesn't have the one core therapist that would help him to get oriented in this system. So as I already said, we're closing these big facilities. First psychiatric hospital in Poland was established in 1630. It was destroyed by World War II. Probably it will still work. And the oldest still in service is one established in 1847. So we're closing. This is the picture from the newspaper. Hospital in Garwolin saved by hunger strike. So overnight changes are happening, unfortunately. Due to financial reasons, due to no money in the budget, and due to economic ineffectiveness, some hospitals are being closed, and the directors get that information like overnight, that they are not supposed to take any new patients. So what they do strike against these changes. This whole area here is one hospital. It's the hospital where I was trained, actually, as a psychologist. It's Babiński Hospital in Krakow right now. It was outside the city, but now when the city is growing, it's inside. There are 60 facilities. It is absolutely independent as it comes to, in case of hunger, it has its own bakery, and it has its own like fields to grow up vegetables. So its area of 60 acres, hectares, I don't know how to call that. It is performing since 1918. And since this time now, since 2012, is being managed by what is called Industrial Parks of Małopolska, which sounds quite strange as for a hospital, right? It's not a factory, but that's what's going on. For many, many years, it has a director who was a psychiatrist. For a few years, it's been a manager. I'm not saying this is wrong, absolutely not, but it tells of the way that we're going. Like, we treat mental health as a good that could be bought in a market, which is not really true, because this good is quite different, and there is a big space for responsibility from the state. So it's not that you should you know, get it on the free market, because it doesn't work like that. So stuff is also striking. This is the picture taken this month, in the beginning of this month. Stuff strikes because of finances, because they want rises. They're scared of being fired because of the organization, the management. And because of reform plans, because rumors about reform plans. Because what happened was, on the website of our voivodeship authorities, they found information that this land is for sale. And there was no consultations earlier with the staff. I mean, everybody knew that the health, mental health care in Poland is going towards community-based, but not overnight. So, what is against big facilities? What the state says? They're economically ineffective. They perform as enterprises, like all health units in Poland right now, or most of them, and they're just economically ineffective, which is not a good argument, because healthcare will never be really economically effective. It can be treated as economically effective to the outcome when we think about outcomes, like the well-being of the patient. And this is quite costly. Families often treat big facilities as check rooms. So they just put the person in and let them stay there like over a year, right? Which sometimes happens, it's true, but there's actually no other alternative for the family who foster people with mental disorders to get some rest. So I know such mothers that are taking care of a child for like 15 years and they never had a day off. They never could, I'm not saying, it's a bad word to put the child in a facility where it could be taken care of. But it is a big problem. Problem of health of these families also. There is less care taken of somatic disorders in psychiatric hospitals, which is true, I think. There are total institutions already said about that. Patients are unproductive, so we're getting back to this market thinking. And it has no prevention results. Like community-based care, it does have prevention results on all community. As the staff members, they do admit that these big institutions stigmatize. It's very well shown in language. Like in Poland, when you say, you act like you've been to Kobierzyn, everybody knows that you're acting as a crazy person, right? And Kobierzyn is a hospital. So we also have this in our language. Big facilities also limitize contacts with families. Psychiatric hospitals are able to admission of a patient of a patient without against his will also, which some patients raised. Group treatment in hospitals does not match needs of people with mental disorders. Attitude of staff is also group and not individual oriented. And there are also safety issues, abuse. I think we all agree about that. But there's also other side. So what a staff member says, there are also safety issues. Like the problem behaviors cannot be treated in the community because community will not accept people with severe problem behaviors. Pharmacological safety, like you can administer administer meds and actually see how they function. Multidisciplinary teams, chance to conduct clinical research. Like in a hospital of 900 beds, you can really make a huge clinical and pharmaceutical research. Chance to obtain specialization, which is also true due to some regulations of our law. There is supervision, self-help between the doctors who can correct their actions if they're not doing well. And what also patients say, they say there are really safety issues because they fear of reactions of the society. Isolation from situational causes. Well, not every family and not every community, as was already said, is therapeutical. And there's also no doubt about that. They provide workshops, occupational therapy, therapeutic community, and there's less staff rotation because big hospitals are quite stable as it comes to financing. So the people just stay there. There's the same psychiatrist that was like 30 years ago. Let's back to safety issues. After the staff member says, it is also thought that staff members talking about safety issues are talking about themselves, because in change to community-based treatment, they also have to undertake a quite big effort to adjust their actions. But what I want to say is that in many cases, these big hospitals do not really work like we used to think, like this one flew over the cuckoo's nest a picture here suggests. That was a long time ago, like 50 years. So they also do some good things. This is SWOT analysis for Babinski Hospital. What are their strengths, limitations, threats, opportunities? It's kind of funny because one of the opportunities is increase in psychiatric disorders. But that's how you see it when you work from the market. So there are some information as if there are any representatives of big facilities. Then you can use these as an information. So, is there anyone afraid of deinstitutionalized psychiatry? Well, in Poland, not really. Psychiatrists are not really afraid of it because it's treated mostly as a novelty, as a, some kind of trend, as a, some kind of utopia. And the institutionalized psychiatry is none of these. It's not a novelty because we have it for like several years, and it's not an ideal answer for everybody too. So it is always important to ask questions. So in Poland, we've asked not what is it about, like what is about community-based mental health, but who is it about? So it's actually about all of us, like the institutionalized psychiatrists, politicians, economists, social groups, every single each of us, and it's also responsible state. These are some voices of what are principles of healing a community-based treatment? Well, it is not a method. It's a coordinated way of thinking and performance, but thinking in the first row. Results are time vulnerable, which has been also researched, and the results decline easily and very fast, so it requires long-lasting treatment. Treatment does not depend on caregiver's special professional interest, which also may be a problem because the therapists have to be very flexible. And it's not a system given once for all. It requires regular evaluation of needs and adjustment abilities. These are limitations for Polish implementation. What was the time? No time? Oh my God. Then I would like to show you Now to show you a movie, can I have another 5 minutes? Oh, that's bad, because I wanted to finish with little light of hope. Let's make it 5 minutes.
Je 5-minutový film. Ano. So yes.
It's about the institutionalized services that are being conducted mostly to European money and in a quite big part independent from the money of state and the system of state and bureaucracy, and this is probably why it works. It has subtitles, but we also have translations.
Niekedy je veľa neúspešných pokusov, tak môžeme sa poučiť aj z chýb, ako nám povedala Izabela.
So I'm going to talk. The goal of this foundation is to establish a rural community for adults with autism. It's the first project of this kind in Poland, and most organizations in Poland offer only daycare centers. Some also provide housing assistance as the assistant at home site. But this farm is very original and the only established so far according to Netherlands and Ireland model. So what they basically do, they do gardening. It's like 10 hectares area. These are people with autism, adults with autism, and 6 of them lives at the farm for all day, and the others are just brought in by organized transportation. So as the care for children with autism is quite well organized, then adults have no options. Their situation is very difficult after completing their education. They usually look for a place for them, but they mostly go back home and stay at home and have nothing to do with their elderly parents, who also often need care. And when they stay at home, they tend to withdraw into their inner autistic world. Parents usually have no energy for activating them. And they are not able to manage for themselves. So now the mom of one of these adult persons is saying that their life is pretty difficult. Like there's no help from the outside for adults with autism. And the farm is a good example of other treatment. Okay, so due to financing from European Union, foundation was able to build second building for another 6 persons with autism, also having a conference site. Due to European money, staff went for training to Netherlands, to Ireland, to Greece, as well as we went to Ukraine, and I was working there at the time, to share our experiences with them. Now the foundation is establishing social enterprise to get a little bit independent from external financing. Okay, so thank you.
Takže ďakujeme pani Izabele Piekluš za skúsenosti z Poľska.